It's become fairly common for me to share my thoughts about various different restaurants on sites like Twitter, Facebook, or by posting photos to TwitPic or Postres. And that's really because when I enjoy a good meal out, I like to share that experience with others and also let them know that this is a restaurant or a bar that they should also consider going to. Which is why when I recently came across a restaurant where I had a really bad experience, I wasn't sure if I should tweet about it or post some photos about it. And so rather than doing that, I thought I'd record another short little boo, more or less just warning you off this particular restaurant. Now, the restaurant is the Spanish Tapas Bar, and it's on Brunswick Street in the Valley, for those of you who are from Brisbane. And I had a really average and disappointing experience there, a few weeks back, made even worse by the fact that I was on a date at the time. And when things don't go well at the restaurant, it doesn't exactly result in, a good mood or a good atmosphere for the date. But that's by the by. So, the Spanish Tapas Bar. It has a wide-ranging menu that you would expect a good tapas place to have. It's largely an authentic menu, at least in the tapas. Not so much in the main meals, but certainly in the tapas, it's a fairly authentic looking menu. So we go in there, we finally get seated after a while. We have a look through the menu and we decide that we're just going to share a couple of different plates of tapas. We finally get the attention of a waiter, and I start ordering. The first thing that I want to order is just some small little pastries filled with spinach and fresh ricotta cheese. I won't even try and attempt the Spanish pronunciation. I start ordering, and all of a sudden I get told, "Nope, sorry, the kitchen is out of those." So I go, "Okay, is there something else you could recommend?" He doesn't come up with anything, and so then I'm left looking through the menu. The next thing that I decide I want to come up with is a vegetarian stuffed eggplant. Again, I get that out. I tell the waiter that's what I want to order my next plate of tapas, and once again, for a second time, I'm told that yes, no, the kitchen is also out of those as well. Then I'm left struggling, so I go for some old favourites. I go for a Spanish omelette, as well as some fried Spanish cheese, both of which the waiter takes down. I then also say that I'd like perhaps a salad, so I look over at the salad page and I suggest a Mediterranean salad. And again, he's not even sure that the kitchen has that, and it's a fairly basic, if somewhat expensive, salad. And he couldn't even give me an answer if they had that. But he went away, he clarified, he came back. So it was the whole ordering process was very disappointing. It seemed as though large things were missing from the menus that we weren't told about. When we were told that things were missing, there was never an apology for it. We were simply told that no, the kitchen was out of that. So that wasn't a particularly good start on the service front. The meals, we ordered a range of other tapas as well. The meals eventually arrived, and can I also then say that the meals themselves were very, very poor. The Spanish omelette was obviously microwave reheated. It had it came with a very processed Mediterranean tomato sauce, which was disappointing. The patatas aioli looked quite good, but again, it didn't seem as though the aioli was made from scratch, which you would expect in a good tapas place. The salad itself that finally came along was fine, and as for the queso frito, the fried Spanish cheese, it was rubbery, it was tough, had no real flavour at all. So, we decided obviously not to have any dessert, and we sort of left really quite disappointed. On an up note, we then went across the road to the Glass Bar, which is a really nice venue to have a drink at, and there was a great little jazz band playing there as well. So I can totally recommend the Glass Bar, but I would to also suggest that you should stay away from the Spanish Tapas Bar in Brisbane. If you want good Spanish tapas in Brisbane, I would totally recommend Amiro's, which is on Merthyr Road at New Farm, but not the Spanish Tapas Bar. And so now that I've got that off my chest, hopefully my next tweets and photos will be positive. Bye.